Log Talk Radio.
Come on and see, 'cause I'm down. my Savior. Hallelujah. I come to thee. Come on, let's say it one more time. One more time. From your spirit. I need. Everybody. The all. Come on. Ask him. I need thee. Tell him. When do you need him? Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless. Hallelujah. Me now, my Savior. Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on Him. And I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that He's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say, Come on, let's say it. The old. Let me hear you. Come on, say it. Come on, tell him. Me now, my Savior. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Glory. One more time. Say it with me. The old. Let's get atmosphere right. Don't be sophisticated. Get this presence. Talk to it. Real. Come on, tell him.
Good morning. We thank God for those song selections. We thank Him for blessing us. He's been so good to us. We realize that we need Him. We need Him. We need Him every minute, every hour. We need Him. We ask Him to bless me now, my Savior. Then in that first song, we ask Lord to come see about us. What a blessed Savior we have that we can ask unto Him. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. How beautiful it is that God has opened up such an invitation to us that we can call and He show evidence of Him hearing an answer in prayer. You've heard testimonies how God has blessed. So we should rejoice and give Him thanks and continue to let Him know it's not by our goodness, but by His mercy and His grace. Oh, and that His love He showed towards us so much and so that it causes us to want to love Him back and want to open up unto Him and just tell Him, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for last night lying down. Thank you for this early morning arise. Won't keep you long today. Just want to tell God thank you. And we love him. We love him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. We'll just shoot his prayer. Oh, praise the Lord. We ask God's blessing on this day in Jesus' name. Yes, come see about us, Lord. Praise the Lord. You open there?
Yes. First, giving all praise to God that, you know, the head of our everyday thing, we believe in love. So love is what I want to present to us today with a prayer, if you don't mind, Rev.
Praise the Lord, please. Yes, sir.
Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with our hearts open, Lord, knowing that, Father God, the prayer is essential, Lord, that we set aside,
yes,
Lord, to give thanks, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for the things that we do know and we don't know, Lord. We know, Father God, that it was you, Father God, that made this day out of reality, Lord. So we're coming in the most,
yes,
humblest manner we know how, Lord. Lifting you up today, Lord, and say, we need thee, Lord. Lord, there are some people,
mm-hmm,
Father God, going through right now, Father God. There are some people still wondering why their loved one is not here at this time, Lord. We ask you, Father God, right now to strengthen that thought, Lord. Give clarity to let them know that, Father God, that you never make a mistake on what decision you make,
mm-hmm,
over our lives, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Father God, how you,
yeah,
heal from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Some of us know that it wasn't nothing we did. Even lifting weight, drinking green drink, doing the thing we do called live on the side that allowed us to be here. We just want to magnify you and lift your name, Lord,
because, mm-hmm,
we found that when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So we just want to thank,
yeah,
you in advance, Lord, for the ministry, Lord. Thank you for the priest-teach word, Lord, that Father God, they go,
mm-hmm,
for, Lord. Let it touch someone hard. It might be one on the phone saying, "What? How can I be saved? What must I do to get,
yes,
to this other side we call reborn, Lord?" Let it be taught. Let it be preached. Let it be expressed and conveyed in a way that they can't err, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit convict the ones maybe be going through some trials, Lord, and we call backsliding, Lord. We ask you, Father God, let them look up to you, Lord, to where all our help come from, and it comes from you, Lord. So thank you for the ministry, Lord. Thank you for the ones that come out faithfully, Lord, to come out listening, Lord. We ask you, Father God, even ones that travel the highways and byways, whether they're spiritual, whether they're physical, Lord, we ask you to guide us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us, Lord,
yes,
in your heart, Lord. Lord, if it's something in further conversation is not pleasing to thy sight, we ask you to come in, Lord, move the atmosphere, Lord, shape it, Lord, like you want to shape it, Lord, and we ask you all,
yes,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful conversation to God. And that's what prayer is, our conversation. We thank God for his love, for his love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Matt had a request on yesterday. We get a chance to get to it. We'll try to get to it today. Psalms 39. Psalms 39. And in that Psalm 39, David meditates on man's frailty. Also, he applied his man's frailty in verse 1 through 6, and then he speaks of pardon and deliverance from verse 7 through 13. It's number 13 verses in this Psalms here, in this 39. Praise the Lord. We'll look at that. Brother Nutter, you come on in and you talk, brother. We'll honor that, what you desire for us to look at yesterday and we'll jump on in through the day. But we thank God. Psalms 39. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to give Brother Nutty a few minutes. But we're thanking. We thank God for those song selections. Come see about me. And I need thee. You ever ask the Lord just come see about me? You ever talk? talk to the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. And God will do what he said. If you are sincere in your prayers, and asking Lord, have mercy upon me, he'll have that mercy. And you open up your heart and listen as he whispers to you, God will. He'll answer your prayer. But we have to have that hope. We have to have that hope. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, even if the situation doesn't seem like it's moving, but still have that trust and hope and that faith that God will hear you. And not only will he hear you, he'll show evidence that he's answering. Here we wouldn't call upon him if we didn't feel like he was listening. We wouldn't have the faith in unless we knew that God will, in his own time, answer our prayers. Praise the Lord. Psalms 39. We'll do a little reading while we're with Brother Knight. It's Psalms 39. The first verse says, I say, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was not within me. Oh, my heart was hot within me while I was breathing the fire burning, then spake I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Listen, behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Oh, praise the Lord. And the sixth verse, surely every man walking again, surely they are disquieted in vain. He heaped up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. Oh, praise the Lord. Even an evil thought should arise. If an evil thought should arise, listen, in the mind, suppress it, bind it, watch in the habit, watchfulness in the habit, you know, those evil habits, start trying to do something about them, correct them. It is the bridle upon the head, watchfulness in action. Now, are we watching how we go through our daily life? Are we careful how we move, how we talk, how we walk? When not able to separate from wicked beings? Are we keeping our mouth? Are we in the midst of evil? Oh, that all around us, how are we performing? Are we just getting into it? Are we taking part of it? Are we trying to resist? Should we remember that they will watch our words and turn them if they can. Those around you, they're watching, and they'll say, if you get to the point there, they'll say, well, I thought you was a Christian. Oh, Lord. Some are just watching and waiting for you to fall. Then they will turn your very words against you, or turn what you're trying to do, even if you by chance that slip, not trying to slip, but they're watching for your falling. Now, they forget that you are frail. You are human, flesh and blood, just like them. Spirits move, spirits transfer. They transfer from one vessel to another, and if we're not careful with their getting us, you can be saved, but also you can need a deliverance. We have to be delivered of things, oh, hallelujah, that will buffet you, that will try you, that will try to, Jesus said, Simon, Satan desires to sift you like we, but I pray that your faith wouldn't fail. Are we doing something to help the Lord along a way in that as are we doing the best we can do before we even go to God in prayer, or are we just living any kind of way and asking God to step in, Lord, and fix it? But you have to show him that you want to be fixed. You have to show him that you want him to come see about you. You have to show the Lord, oh, hallelujah, that, Lord, I realize that you know that I am frail, but in my frailness, Lord, I want to be better, though I know that my life is but a handbreadth. I know my life is just a vapor within me. Lord, I am weak, but thou art strong. I need you to hold me, Lord. Help me. I call upon him with expectation that God will hear you and answer you sometime. May be necessary to keep silent, even from good words, but in general, we are wrong when backwards to engage in fine discourse. Impatience is a sin, oh Lord, that has it has caused within ourselves. You know, sometimes we get impatient if the Lord don't move like we want to move, or if the situation's not happening like we want it. And we tend to be discouraged. We tend to question. We tend to wonder. We start to doubt. Oh, hallelujah. But be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, the Lord wants someone that's gonna be one way. One way. You're going to be hot, or you're going to be cold. But in that, get out, make yourself in open where you say, well, you're not deceiving to men. Like you're one way, one day. You're another way, another day. Or you're one way, 1 hour. Then you're another way, another hour. Be firm, be steadfast, so we can see who you are and know yet what you have need of, that we may pray. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not to the reproach of the foolish. Praise the Lord. The reproach of the foolish. David here speaking. Oh, hallelujah. He wants the Lord. He asks a question of, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. He asking for deliverance from all his transgression and not to be made the reproach of foolish, of the foolish. He said, I was dumb and I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. He asked that, remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. If the Lord would allow the things that he's holding back from us, we may go through a little bit, but you should thank God for his mercy and his grace, for his love that is yet abiding with us, hides a multitude of faults. And our God is a just God. He reigned on the just and the unjust alike. But you should be thanking him for his grace and his mercy, for if his hand, if the hand of mercy would be mercy and grace would be lifted up off of us, we would be consumed. So we need to thank him. Thank him, though his stroke is heavy, but it's lighter than what it could be because of what his love for his children, that mercy and grace abide. But don't abuse this just because you're under grace and mercy. Don't abuse it. Take notice and be careful in with your steps. Oh, hallelujah, that God will order them. And when you find your way drifting away, ask for his mercy. You open, brother. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
My voice sort of messed up this morning, but there's Psalms 39. I find myself getting this way sometimes. I feel like I get, you know, the devil work on me. And that's why I started reading it. And because I come over and I read the Bible and I go and talk to my friend, and stuff he said make you want to go back to your old ways. But I see here, he's telling you, you know, sometimes you have to hold what you really want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you need to say it, you need, instead of holding it, because sometimes you hold your peace, they say hold your peace. Sometimes you need to let your peace come out, because you might need to say, as Brother Avery would say, God gave his own begotten son for you, know. You know, sometimes you have to say that instead of what you really want to say. But I see in this passion, he asked for God to, like, he was like asking for help. He said, deliver me from my transition. He know he can't do it by himself, so he's using his faith. And, you know, and we get caught up. I do it in church. I do it in my everyday life. You be sitting there listening to the pastor, and your mind goes to wondering. And that's some of the transitions that we go through on a daily day. But if you got to try to, that's the devil. The devil get in. He's trying to distract you to get you off track. But when he asks him for help, that's his prayer. He said, deliver me from all my transitions. That's everything that's going through his mind. You know, and when he said, I was dumb, I opened up my mouth. When you see somebody that's pulling, you know, something's going wrong, and you know it's wrong, you know, it's not Christ-like, you're supposed to go on it. You don't supposed to just sit back and let it go and knowing it's wrong, and you know it's wrong. So that's that right there. You're not doing what God asked you to do, because if you know, you're supposed to speak on it and tell them when they're going wrong. You know, it's hard to rebuke the devil with your mouth closed or not having faith. You know, that lukewarm, luke cold, you know, hot or cold, what he wants you. He wants you one way or another, either hot or cold. He don't want you in between. He wants you. And Brother Eric said that to me the other day. He'd rather have you cold than in the middle, or he'd rather have you hot than in the middle. He don't want you in between. So sometimes in our day-to-day things we go through, transition, we just look at it as, I'm going to get my next meal, so-and-so made me mad. But our day-to-day life is a transgression. Because the devil, we sleep, and the devil working. He in our dreams, he in our thoughts. He's going around in your family doing stuff, and got you looking at them sideways. Going around your friends, you know. I just see in this passage iniquities and all this. This is just a day-to-day life. You know, when he asked, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give your ear unto me. He's begging. He's begging, and nothing but a prayer to the Lord right there. He's telling him, I'm a stranger, because he's telling he's a stranger because he had got weak at one time. And, you know, it's just, oh, spare me that I may recover strength before. He's putting it all in God's hand right there. You know, they say God has the whole world in his hand. And that's what I got out of this passage, and I was trying to get out yesterday. And it was just on my mind, because I see a lot of stuff that's wrong. And when I try to speak on it, some people don't want to hear it, but you're still supposed to say it. It may be that, you know, one brother, day that it breaks through. Yes, sir.
You know, brother, now there's a season, a time to speak and a not. And when God urged you to say something, you'll know the time to talk. So a lot of people think they're supposed to say some things because they knowledge and how they've been doing things with God. But sometimes with your wisdom, it calls you just to listen and pray more. You know, sometimes it ain't the right time to say it, right time to move right there, because the preparation that, because if they in a foreign situation, like most of the time I'm thinking you're talking about, it's pride come up, you know, pride come up, and they don't want no one to say anything to them. But David got to a point that he was so weak, you know, and all the things he had done, he wanted God to hear him. He really did. That's what you're talking about. You want God to hear your prayer. You want God, you know, and his thing is, if people call it what they want to, they'll put a name on it. Well, I want to tell you, if I want to call on Lord, I don't care how you present it to your mind. For me, I want him to answer me. You know, I want him to stop, you know, and hear me, Lord. You know, that's how David was. And you saying your transgression is all, see what transgression is. That's why the Old Testament, Rev was talking about the day. The Old Testament is a schoolmaster, right? It points out your sin. You know, it just, all it does is just point it out. But see, when Jesus came, because we learned before faith came, Jesus came, we don't have to worry about that. But we don't teach you to live in sin. We don't teach you to practice sin. We teach you to, when you know in your mind, your heart is wrong, repent. You know, don't stay in it too long, because if you stay in too long, then what happens?
It'll take over.
If you're a liar, if you're a cheater, you're a backbiter, you're a thief, you're a robber, and you keep doing it, eventually it's going to take off and it's going to be common to you. And you say, man, it's not bothering you. But when anytime you can get in a setting like this, Reverend, anytime you can get in a setting like this, Brother Nettie, and you can still have that urge to want to sin, I beg the difference. You are even in the service, because there is a conviction there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There is a conviction there that calls us to say, Lord, I need you with this one. Like you just said, I need you. They said, I need you right here. Now, that don't zip us for not making mistakes. That don't zip us not falling. But it does let us take it to the Father. And who can what? Help you in your weakness, in your trials, in your tribulations. So let me tell you this, now, if there's a time that we supposed to open our mouth, and there's a time we just sit back and pray. We just pray about the situation until God make a place for us to say something. Prideful now, man. It's so prideful, it's pitiful.
It happened to me Sunday, brothers. I sit in church, and the pastor opened the church and asked anybody want to come in. And I sit there and contemplate it with myself for about, you know, 5-10 minutes before I actually got up and testified. But it was like, no, don't stand up. They're going to laugh at you. No, don't stand up. Everybody's going to be staring at you. But I went on and stood up and said what I had to say. And a lot of it, it'd be the devil. He don't want you to testify. He don't want you to claim God. So that's a lot of what I was going through. Then I, like I said, I got some other issues that people don't want to see me do good. They do stuff to get me to retaliate, to say, to go back to the old ways. So that's what I was getting at today on that. And I owe my Bible that was Sunday, and it went to that Psalm 39 when I opened it. So. And that's why it just been stuck on my mind. The preacher, he come out of he had two discourses, but he actually talked out of Samuel. But when that situation come up on me, when I opened my Bible back up, it went to Psalm 39, and I had it highlighted for some reason already in my Bible. So that's why I wanted to speak on it this morning. You know, sometimes you sit there and not say something. You really need to say something. That's how I felt. You know, I didn't want to keep holding it in, because it was, to me, it was a good thing. And once I said something, I was like, it was like a relief. So that's, I'll be struggling some days, bro. I'll be struggling. But that's what I had this morning. It just, you know, sometimes you have to just talk, open up, and don't just keep it to yourself. And some things you have to keep to yourself. But that's what I had, Reverend Henry. That's why I wanted to speak on it this morning.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank God. Beautiful.
I'm going to have to step out the truck for a minute. Yeah, I'm going to be on back on beat.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for opening up and talking about it, that God may give answer to those questions, that God may reveal unto us, knowing that, like I said, there is a season, there's a time that God has to prepare situations. he has to line things up so that he's giving you the urges, that he's giving you, that it may be received, that the hearts may be receptive, praise the Lord, to what whatever it is. Because if not, if we say it at the wrong time, and God has not prepared the way, those, they will harden their heart, and it won't be a blessing like the Lord intended to be. Praise the Lord. But we thank God today for this lesson. We thank him for this Psalms 39. Thank him for your prayer. Thank him for the comments. And thank you for all those that set aside this one to be a blessing. We dear God, thank you. Thank you. Thank God. And start afresh, a Martha sends in. Start afresh. Each new day gives us new reasons to praise the Lord. Thank you. Each new day gives us new reasons to praise the Lord. A fresh start. God gives us a fresh start. Some of us have made wrong choices, she said, in our lives. But our past words and deeds need not define our future in God's eyes. There is always a fresh start. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his mercy, for his grace. Even today is a fresh start. You can go, if you listen to my voice, you can start your day anew. Yesterday might not have been like you wanted it, but you can be anew in God today. Praise the Lord. We thank him. It's Psalms 86. Limitations of where it says, his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful to us. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's just to forgive. But let's remember him, not only when we're going through, but to keep that defense up. As in, we stay close to the Lord. Hallelujah. More than when you need him, more than just the bad time. If you stay close to him, he'll continue to comfort you and strengthen you, even when you're going through. We thank him. We thank him and thank all you on this day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There be no other. Someone wants prayer, we hear. Someone wants understanding, maybe can explain something enough in the lesson, we hear. And we thank him. And we thank all of you. We'll continue to pray. And if the Lord say the same, oh, praise the Lord. We'll see you again. And the Lord say the same. Now, someday in the month, as we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to see this day. Not that we've been so good, but because you are so good and so merciful and so gracious unto us, we have continued forgiveness for our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask your continued help. You'll continue to help us be what we need to be in you, honey, that we need to be a vessel for you, that we need to live and show an example. That others may look upon us and we can tell them about why we are the way we are because of you and your forgiveness and your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask that you continue to stay with us, protect us as we leave this broadcast, but probably never from the presence. Hallelujah, that you would go with us, protect us as we until we meet again. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ must read and abide within our hearts. Henceforth, now, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Always. Amen. Thank you. We thank you. And God bless you.